Thank you very much, Miss Rita Knights, for your kind donation. We will add the money to our funds, which go towards producing Chatterbox. We are glad that the weekly recordings bring you so much pleasure and keep you informed of what is going on in and around Norwich. Also, thank you very much, Mrs. Ellen Berry, for the stamps. We will add them to the collection for the NNAB.
The next two items on Information Desk are NNAB events, for which the contact details are the same. These are going to be given at the end of the second item. The NNAB Theatre Group invites you to the national theatre production of Macbeth at the Theatre Royal, Norwich, on Saturday, the 3rd of November at 2:30 p.m. An audio description and touch tour are included in the cost of £20.75. Pay at the time of the booking by Friday, the 7th of September.
The next Garden Eyes visit is to Flint Vineyard, Camp Hill Farm, Middle Road, Ersham, Bungay, NR35 2AH, for a tour, talk and wine tasting. It's on Thursday, the 30th of August. The cost is £13.50 for clients and companions, and you pay on the day. The minibus will leave the NNAB main car park, Magpie Road, at 1 p.m, returning by 5 p.m. Please book by Friday, the 24th of August, at the latest. And please book for either or both trips as soon as possible to avoid disappointment by ringing Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. Or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Heritage Open Day fans will be pleased to know that this year's event will be held on two weekends instead of one. On Thursday the 6th to Sunday the 9th and Thursday the 13th to Sunday the 16th of September, Norfolk is set to host 8 busy days of free tours, talks, walks, open days, exhibitions, performances and open gardens. Almost 300 free events are planned and the festival brochure is available from now. Many of the festival events are drop-in and visitors can just turn up on the day, but for venues where space is limited, tickets must be pre-booked with bookings already open. Some of the venues and events on offer include NR Own Words, Lakenham Speaks. The Forum has been working with Girl Guides on a social history project. Don't miss their performance-based heritage exhibition. Catton Park is celebrating Humphrey Repton with an open day to mark the bicentenary of the landscape gardener's death. Go on the Talking Statues Trail and hear stories from Norwich's statues as they talk back.
Donna Minto from the NNAB's fundraising department has sent details of the following events. We hope that you or your friends and family would like to attend and raise money for the NNAB at the same time. The first event is the NNAB Annual Golf Day at Bauber Golf Club on Friday the 14th of September, with registration at 8:45 a.m. and a 10 a.m. shotgun start. It costs £50 per person or £200 for a team. The price includes 2 barbecue meals, free snacks and soft drinks all day. The second event is a wine tasting experience with wine connoisseur Andy Newman. That's on Wednesday the 26th of September from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. It costs £20 per head and includes wine, snacks and soft drinks. The third and final event is a Halloween dinner dance at Sproston Manor Hotel, Wroxham Road, Norwich, on Saturday 27th of October, from 7 p.m. to midnight. Tickets cost £40 and include a three-course meal, live entertainment all night, and a fun casino. Fancy dress is optional, but prizes for the best dressed will be given. Please call 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558 to book your place on all the events or for more information. And all proceeds go to the NNAB.
And here is another reminder about the NNAB's Theatre Group trip to Thursford 2018 Christmas Spectacular on Thursday, November the 8th at 2 p.m. Tickets cost £60.50 and includes transport. Payment is required with your booking by Friday, August the 24th, and to book, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
And talking of Christmas, we have been given details of the 2018 NNAB holidays at Christmas. On your holiday, you can enjoy half-board accommodation, being part of a wonderful group of holidaymakers, and being looked after by our very own NNAB helpers and friendly hotel staff, who will all make sure you have a fabulous time on your holiday. Entertainment or activities will take place during your stay. If you are on your own and worried about joining us, please don't. It can be quite daunting, but you will be warmly welcomed into the group and very well looked after. And once you have been, you'll want to return again and again. The hotel in Great Yarmouth has not been specifically adapted for blind and partially sighted people, but it is suitable for our needs. And the NNAB have been holidaying there for well over 25 years. Transport can be arranged to get to Magpie Road and then by minibus to the hotel or directly. However, it would be appreciated if you can arrange your own transport, either to pick up points or directly to Great Yarmouth. There will be two fantastic volunteer helpers, but if you feel that you will need the extra help, please bring a carer or friend. Unfortunately, they will not be able to receive a discount on the holiday.
Turkey and tinsel break in Great Yarmouth for four nights as well, from Monday the 12th to Friday the 16th of November. The costs are £318 for a single room, £286 for a twin or double room per person, and £20 as a deposit required per person. Please contact Laura Bushell in the Leisure Department at the NNAB to book your holiday or for more information. Laura will need to know your contact details and you will need to pay the deposit to book. Cheques are payable to NNAB and deposits are non-refundable. Holiday insurance is not included in the holiday cost. Please ring Laura Bushell on 01603 629 558 or email office@nnab.org.uk.
And that's all from Information Desk for this week. Now we have more news stories, now including the lightest baby ever to survive at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and hundreds more city roads could have 20 mph speed limits. But first, there is yet another new vision for Anglia Square.